Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, you just reintroduced a bill that passed the House last year. What does it do?
I reintroduced a bill to help protect consumers if the Obamacare exchanges are hacked and their private information gets stolen. It's called the Health Exchange Security and Transparency Act. In 2013, with all the healthcare.gov problems, we heard in multiple hearings that Obamacare systems could be susceptible to hackers. You may have heard that last week, Anthem, one of the largest health insurers in the U.S., lost data for up to 80 million Americans. Clearly, hackers find health information to be very valuable. Some Anthem customers have already found themselves the recipient of messages trying to con them. Sony, Home Depot, Target, there is a long list of major hacks in just the last year. In many cases, these organizations delayed in informing their customers. Taking prompt action to protect your identity is necessary after a data breach. And that's why my bill would require the government to inform consumers within 2 days of a breach. Right now, there's no requirement written into Obamacare to deal with this problem. My legislation was bipartisan, passed the House with a veto-proof majority. Unfortunately, it was never taken up in the Senate. This year, we might have a real chance of sending it to the president. We should act quickly because we just don't know how or who might be planning something right now.
The president wants Congress to pass an authorization of military force to fight ISIL in Iraq and Syria. What do you think of this request?
Well, I appreciate that he wants to work with Congress to lay out parameters for the mission against the Islamic State, known as ISIS or ISIL. However, we need to have a thorough review of this authorization and only pass something that gives our military the flexibility to defeat the terrorist. ISIL is committing horrible atrocities in the Middle East. There's evidence that they're trying to spread their influence to Afghanistan and Africa. The terrible killing of a Jordanian pilot demonstrates just how much they glory in death and violence. We have allies in the region who are stepping up to take the fight to ISIL. Kurdish fighters successfully defended the village of Kobani after the terrorists made a concerted effort to take it. American and allied airstrikes are helping to hold off or drive back ISIL. With the execution of their pilot, Jordan has taken a more active role in the fight. And I believe that it is important that any congressional authorization doesn't tie the hands of our military commanders or of a future president. Trying to run a war from Congress is impossible. The House and Senate Armed Services Committees will be holding hearings on the president's request, will make changes that they believe to be appropriate, and I look forward to having a robust debate on the floor of the House. ISIL has been very vocal in their threats against the U.S. and brutal in their treatment of captured prisoners around the world. It is not a threat that we should take lightly.
What's the latest on some of the big bills working their way through Congress right now?
Well, this week the House passed the Senate's version of the bill to authorize Keystone XL pipeline. 29 Democrats voted for the bill, sending it to the president. Now, we'll have to see whether he really chooses to veto the bill. While it doesn't appear that there are enough votes in the House or Senate to overcome that veto, there may be other opportunities this year to attach that legislation to something the president might sign. It's probably not the end of the line for the project. Senate Democrats continue to refuse to let the Homeland Security funding bill come up for debate in that chamber. Funding runs out at the end of this month, so we may see some further action in the last week of February. Next week is a district work period, but there's also some talk that the Senate might continue working here in Washington. Senate Democrats seem intent on protecting the president's illegal immigration orders. We don't know whether they might be willing to shut down the department to protect him from congressional oversight.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, our former senator, my friend Rick Santorum, was in Lancaster this week signing copies of the new book he wrote with his wife about their daughter, Bella. Bella was diagnosed with a rare disease and was not expected to live more than a few months. Many children who receive such a diagnosis are never born at all. But the Santorums loved and cared for their daughter and have seen her through difficult medical care. She's still alive today and an inspiration to those who value life. I'm glad to see that they are sharing their family's story.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.